In the age of AI, the most valuable asset you have is your attention. And you need to protect that asset. That's what this podcast is about. All of us do. Recently, I cleaned up my so-called feed on X and other social media platforms to eliminate clowns. And I realized that I had been wasting too much time responding to clowns. And they had taken my attention with their stupidity or their evil, or, you know, I would see all kinds of clowns on there just screaming insane things like Valentina Gomez using a flamethrower to torch the Quran, screaming that all Islam is evil and we have to eliminate everybody who's Islamic, and just insane nonsense, you know? So people like that are time wasters. And I think that's part of the idea, is to take you away from the far more important things that you were meant to do. There's a reason why you're here. And you have a mission in your life, whether you are aware of it or not. There's an important reason why you're here. And all of these clowns, they take away your time. So number one, if you are on X or any kind of social media, clean up your feed. Mute the people or block the people that are wasting your time. And then actively add people and actively focus on people who have useful, important things that can help you. It can help you stay informed and help you navigate the increasingly chaotic world. This is critical because I believe we are running out of time. I mean, look, we're right in the middle or the beginning of an AI takeover. You saw Amazon announcing the firing of 30,000 middle managers. You saw UPS announcing 48,000 jobs are being eliminated this year alone. General Motors, I think, just fired 3,000 people. These are mostly AI replacement jobs. And so, you know, that's happening and that's real. And we all need to be informed in order to understand how we stay relevant, how we stay above water in this economy where jobs are just being eviscerated by automation. Secondly, I believe we also are about to face a Western currency debt collapse. I don't know when exactly, but we are clearly at the end of this massive experiment since 1971, when we were taken off the gold standard and we just began printing at first billions and then hundreds of billions and now trillions of dollars every 75 days currently, $1 trillion. This experiment will end. And when it does, all of us, looking back, we will wish we had been better prepared. I think myself included. And I'm pretty well prepared for that. But think about that scenario coming true. What happens when there's a default on treasuries, possibly? Or perhaps the more likely scenario is that the government just starts printing $1 trillion every month, and then every 2 weeks, and then every week, et cetera, and the value of your dollars just evaporates. What then? How will you afford to live? How will you pay your bills? How will you buy groceries? Because groceries will go up substantially. Energy prices will go up, et cetera. This is accelerating towards us, this scenario. So that's the second urgent thing that I think we need to pay attention to. We don't have time for clowns. We got to make sure that we can navigate this with our assets intact. And the third thing is war, potentially global nuclear war. It's very clear that the Trump administration, which seems to be sliding more into neocon territory now, they're pushing war with Russia. Russia has all these super secret weapons. Well, I mean, they were once secret. They're advanced weapons. They're public now, like the Burevestnik and the Oreshnik and the Poseidon and the Kinzhal. Just those four alone are advanced weapon systems that the U.S. does not have and the U.S. cannot stop. And in response to Russia announcing these weapons, Trump announced that we're going to start blowing up our own nuclear weapons in new nuclear tests. But the U.S. nuclear weapons are old school, you know, from the 1970s or 1980s. They're not advanced. So you can make a big explosion. So what? But Trump thinks that the U.S. can beat Russia in a war. Trump thinks the U.S. can beat Iran, or that we could beat China, for God's sake. These are very dangerous times because the Trump administration, and it's a bunch of war hawks around him, are pushing him into war, and we could end up being hit by Russian weapon systems domestically. Russia could start striking, you know, the White House or Wall Street or weapons factories all across America using Oreshnik missile systems. There's nothing we could do to stop it. Russia has already said they're at war with the United States. And once that war starts, once there's a nuclear detonation over some U.S. city, once again, you and I will be looking back to this day today and asking ourselves, you know, what could we have done to be better prepared? What did we put off that we should have achieved? And those are the things that we need to be thinking about today, not responding to clowns on social media or arguing with people. Stop arguing with people. It's a complete waste of time. This is something that I've practiced for many, many years. You will rarely see me argue with anyone about anything. My philosophy is I'm here to help people who understand what's happening and who want to take in new information, people who have a desire to live, people who are intelligent and informed. And as far as those who don't know what's happening or don't have the intellect to know what's happening, we just want to argue and bicker, I'm like, good luck. See you later. Good luck. Hope you make it. Yeah. Because there are so many more people that I can speak with, or I can learn from, or I can interview, or there are so many other research projects I can pursue, like I'm doing with, AI coding or vibe coding, as it's called, building tools and sharing them with you publicly, like censored.news or brighteon.ai or vaccineforensics.com. That's now a very powerful AI vaccine research site, and it's all free. I'm building these things. I'm not wasting my time arguing with idiots. And I encourage you to rethink this as well. And that includes friends or even family members or coworkers or whatever. Get the toxic people out of your life. Because at this point, wasting your time could cost you your life, or could cost you your savings, or could cost you, you know, the ability to be better prepared against a nuclear war. You do not have time to waste. None of us do. And I'm not trying to say that you have to run around panicked all the time. I'm not running around panicked. But I am using time wisely. That's all. Use all your time wisely. You know, redirect your time from useless things like, I don't know, entertainment and sports or whatever, and focus on being ready for these enormous things that are coming. And I just mentioned three: robotic replacement, the collapse of Western currencies, and World War III. Those three things demand your attention right now. So connect with people who are informed, intelligent, people who are good faith actors, who are working to try to help you navigate this and to try to help you upgrade your skills and your tools and your knowledge and your abilities and all of that. And as you do that, you will be far more successful, and you'll make it through. You'll make it through all of this. I have confidence. So you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to panic. You just have to be prepared. I'm Mike Adams, and if you want to hear more of my podcasts and videos, you can find them at brighteon.com. You can catch my articles at naturalnews.com. You can use my free AI engine at brighteon.ai, which will forward you to brightu.ai. So take advantage of it, and thanks for listening.
Protein is a crucial nutrient that is necessary for good overall health. Incorporate protein into your daily routine with the Health Ranger Store's selection of lab-verified protein powders. Only at healthrangerstore.com.